to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. You're host for the day, Galoa Sula, and we have a very important guest in the house today. Asif, don't go away. We will be back with a lot of stuff to talk about. This is a music from South Sudan. I don't know the name of the artist, but it's talking about the culture, how the culture is passed on from one generation to another. Very interesting. Stay tuned, we will be back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Resolute Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Today is Saturday, August the 4th, 2018. A beautiful day in Auckland. Very bright, not raining. So, welcome to the studio. Here with me in the studio is Asif Hammet. Welcome, Asif. Yep, we are a big community, as we always tell you. We come from all over every corner of the world. So we have Africans, we have Asians, we have Americans. We have Middle Easterns. You know, this is our diversity, and that's what makes us, you know, very rich in culture, because we say our cultures, you know, are, you know, our richness, and we have to preserve that. And a society without a diversity, I think it's not a thriving society in my view. And that's the topic it's all about today. But before we get into the topic, to those who do not know Asif is, he might tell you about himself briefly, but I know what where he comes from. He's originally from Pakistan, right?
Yeah. Hi guys, I belong to Pakistan, but recently I just moved to New Zealand, to a very diverse country, which I'm representing Pakistani community here as well.
Oh, that's good, big community, amazing. What we do, we have a community leaders like Asif, and then we meet every month, and this is where we know one another very, very well, and also discuss community issues, and this is how we build connection. You know, it's all about connected community, how we come together as a community, and how we move forward as a community. We try that to be individual community, but it did not work. So we try to come together, and that's what is working now. Thanks, Asif. And also, great job for your AGM.
Thank you very much.
Annual general meeting for your community. I was there in Aban. It was well organized, beautiful. I think what we will do next time, we will try to talk to other community leaders and see, you know, because when you get out there and you see something nice, you know, you can copy that into your community. And this is the learning, where the learning comes from. You know,
there's a very good thing about our communities, and because we adopt good things from another communities, that's what we're all about.
This is that's a beauty of big community. We are a big community, and we will move forward. Let's come to our topic today. Our topic is culture, identity, and heritage. It's a very big one. How did I pick this topic to be the item for discussion today? I went to a workshop at UNITEC on Thursday, and UNITEC is hosting a Kiwi identity workshop. How do you identify yourself? And this is where the idea comes from, that we should discuss it, and because it is very important topic, and you know, very hot topic too, and I think in social life it never goes away. It's always being discussed, but in a different setting. But it's something that, you know, that should be discussed. I think it's very important, and that's what we should should think about. Like, even yourself, without interacting with other community, I think you should ask yourself, what is my identity, you know, and what is my culture, And to me, I think culture and identity should relate a little bit. Although I would know their culture is just knowledge. That's my own definition. It should be knowledge, you know, a knowledge that you can pass on, a knowledge that you can share, you know, with other people. And it's very big, but we can narrow it down. That's what it is. Something cultural, you know. What you wear, you know, it can identify you as your background. I think that's what it is. What do you think?
Yeah, on the topic, as you said, this is a very hot
yeah,
topic.
Yeah, and very long and very diverse too.
Exactly. I think what we mean about our identity is where we come from, what do we wear. Sometimes culture is what do you wear, what do you like.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are things like intangible, like you cannot touch. You just feel what culture is all about, especially about communities when you are in a foreign country and you're meeting people from your community.
Yeah.
When you come to meet them, you just, when you say hi, and you can sense the environment, the atmosphere just change, like feel like you are meeting your family member or part of your family.
It's like in some countries, you know, you can greet someone, hi, how are you doing? You can shake hands, right?
Right.
But in some countries, you know, you bow.
That's right.
Yeah, you bow, even though you will shake hands later, but you bow. In some cultures, you know, you pat someone in the shoulder. You know, it's a different set of culture.
That's
you know,
right.
Yeah. I think it depends with how that society holds that culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is to me. And I think by definition, to me, I think the culture should be a knowledge shared by society.
That's
you know.
Right.
Yeah, a particular society should have one set of culture. I know where I come from. You know, in Africa, they are known by having tribes and then one tribe from one another, different cultures. Within one tribe, too, there are subsets of cultures.
That's right.
There are things that differ. You might go to one subsection and then you say, oh, no, this is not how we do it. You know, this is not how we welcome a guest. This is not how you treat a guest. This is not how, not that they treat the guest so bad, but you know, the norm and the values of that culture might be different from the cultures where you come from.
Africa is one of those countries that is rich with culture.
Yeah.
Every country you step in, you will see very vibrant colors, beautiful people greeting each other and with open arms. I just watched the movie, it's Marvel's Black Panther. Even though it's a sci-fi movie, but they represented the culture very well, that it just feel amazing about how Africa is so diverse.
Yeah.
And the good thing about Africa is some people just think that Africa is just one country and they have only one community. But even if you step into a city or a village,
it's completely different.
And you'll find different culture, different tribes,
Different beliefs, different you know, religions, societies, and the most amazing one, because now things change, is changing a little bit. We have all this diverse, and then we have this Middle Eastern culture is melting into Africa, and now we have this big mix of culture, and it's beautiful, you know.
Yes,
you get there, you know, you don't get shocked, because we have all of them.
That's right. You know?
Yeah.
Especially the music, African music is just amazing. That's how they've made name themselves. If you look at Hollywood, top singers, you can see African singers, they are just thriving, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. So we will be back, and we will be talking about the culture, heritage, and identity. Stay tuned. You ready? Come.
Take it personal. When I talk about done, you think me come for done. All me have to do is send for the new gun. Anything tested, we just fly off those head. Down the mercy.
Kill them.
Look a dill, 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 till a boy get killed. Look a dill, 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 you better sign on the will. Look a dill, 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 a boy get killed. Look a dill, 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 look up in the barrel. Take out them tongue, when them see me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. See me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. One time. They come a them general, them things say, them things say. Them are the general, them one time. They come a them general, them things say, them things say. Them on the general, no for them a pose up like a them run the world. Let me tell you something, see me gun it to me girl. No for them a pose like a them run the world. Let me tell you something, see me gun it to me girl. It only hug up and kiss, sleep with that night. If a boy try a thing, me shut out in my side. You know I your night is dandy mind. When me hold my cap, wanna take the truth and right. Limb by limb, we a go cut them down, send for the oxa. Take out the tongue, limb by limb, we a go cut them. The oxa, take out the tongue when you see me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. See me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. Them one tie, them one tie. Look over them funeral, them things say, them things say. Them on the general, them one tie, them one tie. Look over them funeral, one them no say, them no say. My man is a general, pick your coffin. Are you very smart? Tell us it, I and I may come in down bad. Pick your coffin. Are you very smart? Tell us it, but the rank a rule up this bad. Pick your coffin. Are you very smart? Tell us it, I and I may come in down at the city gun shop. When that fire hit, at all the informer them, them be step back to city gun shop. When that fire hit up, tell them I and I rule up this bad.
Welcome back, welcome live. This is Resol Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And this is a full house. We have Asif. He introduced himself before. And now Yobi and Izzy have joined in. So this is a full house. And Yobi and Izzy will be in the studio regularly. And you might have heard them. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, tell me.
Just say hi and just welcome in everyone, just in, you know, in case put in the word for, you know, ethnicity and culture.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? That's a culture too. Because I remember one guy, he talked to his father in Sudan. You know, his father called him. His father was a lecturer at Khartoum University.
Yeah.
And then he said to his father, "Hey, Dad, what's up?" He said, "Oh, man, this country is spoiled. You, what is wrong with the normal English?"
That is a true quote for myself, because when I came to New Zealand, I asked the questions of, you know, meeting friends, because, you know, I had to meet some of the Tamil guys who born in New Zealand, and asked them a question that, "Do you guys speak Tamil?" And they said, "Yes, I do." And I was like, "Can you speak Tamil, please?" There, it was a kind of, you know, culture and identity, also your language, you know,
it's
part of yourself. And most often that we come to a new country, but, you know, we just get bagged of our culture and our identity. But it's still something that you have to be unique about yourself, is yourself, being in your culture, being in your ethnicity, and embrace it. It's very important thing for yourself. You don't lose what you have.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
your heritage is very important. Your traces are very important. I felt I'm so proud to be who I am, because I'm from a Tamil community who has been here for, you know, years and years. We has been resettling here from 1989.
Mm. How do you say hi in Tamil?
It's vanakkam.
Yeah. I thought you would not know.
But don't confuse with namaste, because people say namaste, and I say namaste is a Sanskrit. It's not Tamil.
That's namaste. That's always I hear.
Yeah. Right, sir.
Namaste. That's beautiful, man. I think, yeah, we discussed that already with Asif. I think culture has something to do with knowledge, you know, the knowledge that you share with set of a culture, I mean with society or with a community. Even one community, you know, might have different subsets of cultures underneath it. You know, it's all about what you maintain, what you have, what you hold onto it, what you can pass on.
Yeah, what you can carry to the next generation.
Simple as that
matters to me. I see that, you know, the multiple culture. For example, New Zealand have more than 283 ethnic groups, and it's all over from 996 countries around the world. Right, it's so diverse country in the world. Right, but, you know, when I see that, you know, that's coming together culture, say for example the Auckland International Cultural Festival, you see every single culture there. It was a good thing that you can have in a country with everyone from different colors, you know, every dance, every music.
Is that amazing?
And food as well, you know.
And food, hey. Hey, we miss you, Pierre. Pierre, we miss you.
Miss you, Pierre. Talking about food.
Talking about food. He said, when you talk about food and it's not around, make sure you are guilty.
Yeah. Especially also when we talk about culture, it depends on the country as well. Like when the first time I come to New Zealand, I would definitely think it's a very modern country. That doesn't hold to the culture. But when I started living here, meeting friends, seeing people from all over the world. And the best thing about New Zealand is New Zealand promotes culture.
Yeah.
It promotes diversity. Before coming to New Zealand, I've got a New Zealander friend, and I asked him how to blend in New Zealand if you're from a foreign country. And he simply replied me, "And just be whoever you are.
Yeah.
You don't need to change your...
You don't want to be clothes. Someone else.
Exactly. Yeah. Just be yourself and you will thrive in New Zealand."
Yeah.
it's a good thing about New Zealand is that we are very much strong as a community, right? You know, because the downfall of culture and ethnicity or language is racism, right?
Exactly.
The thing that it guys that right now that we has been already demonstrated protest last night.
Yeah, I think you raise a very good point, racism. I think we will go down into it when we come to identity. Because it has something to do with it.
With
it. Yeah, very, very good. Very good point. Because, yeah,
and,
you know.
And that's the thing that we have to think about ahead for, you know, for ourselves. And, you know, as we embrace our culture, as we embrace our identity, there is a down negative side.
Mm.
You know, how we are finding it as a younger generation to embrace our identity, what is the stigma around it, and why would that be a biggest difficult thing for our next generation? Because they are not feeling the identity just because of the stigma and everything that around itself.
Hmm.
And that preventing them to see, this is what who I am, but I'm finding it to find myself.
Yeah.
That's the question there.
And I think that's what is happening now in our communities, because in the resettlement community, very diverse community and very diverse issues right there. And whenever a problem happens, we say, no, let the law enforcement stay aside. Let's try to do it the way we do it back home. You know, let's talk, let's have a dialogue, you know, let's settle the case like as we used to do it. You know, before inviting in the law, because once the law comes in, it goes to something else.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's a very good thing. This is called unity, you know.
Yeah.
You're united and you follow the footstep of your leader.
Yeah.
And especially in, if we're talking about culture, especially in Punjab, we call a sarpanch. Sarpanch is someone, it's like a mayor of the tribe. And everyone looks up to them, and if any problem came up, people don't go to police. And if we talk about police, they say, who should we meet if we have a problem? They say that you just need to go and see Sarpanch, and he's absolutely solve your problem. If you go to police, it will take you years and years, and still there will be
It's like our Sultan.
Yes, Sultan. I want to add into that. Like in Sudan, we have more than 50 languages.
Yeah.
Just without the South. And then in South, you guys have a lot of languages.
6 or 4.
See? And they don't work well together, like, back at home.
Yeah.
But, in New Zealand, they actually united together. Because, like, when we came here, there's no one that speak our language in New Zealand.
Hmm.
Aside from us.
Right.
But the South Sudanese community welcome us. Even though, like, in Sudan, the South Sudanese and the normal, like, Sudanese, they don't have a community together. But one thing I love about New Zealand is that New Zealand just bring every culture together, just unite them, and make them work well. Just like how in Sudan, the Arabs and Darfur, they fight.
Mm.
But in New Zealand, they don't really care who you are. They just unite, you know?
You know, it's all about holding on into what you have without hurting the other culture, you know? I think... No government in the world against the normal, you know, way of life, long as it's not causing any problem.
Yeah, and being rational about, you know, what your beliefs are. I don't want to be blind when I feel this is my identity or this is my culture or this is what I am myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I also be rational about it. I will question, what I am doing, am I doing right? Mm-hmm. Why am I doing wrong? That's what, you know, you need it within yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the question about, you know, blaming culture for someone who did something. Right, because that's his independent choice, because he made the choice. Not everyone in your culture, everyone in your community made the choice, right? So, which is what we call a stigma, right? Because that's what happened to Maoris in New Zealand, right? And you heard about the whole history of 75 years of land wars. And the problem is, whenever they were reported in the media, they were called Maori instead of calling them as an individual person. They called them Maori did the theft, Maori did the, you know, went to prison and who killed someone else. But they are very little community. If someone in their community did something, you should report as an individual person. When you stigmatize them as a community with, you know, prisoners and community with, you know, murderers, and everything is a stigma that around it, that, you know, it idealized this is what their cultures are, which is not true.
That's right. I think we can summarize it into habits. You know, cultures can be habits sometime, and this is where the negative side of it comes in, because one mistake of one person in that society would be like, oh, generalization comes in, you know, this is how that community behaves, this is how that set of society behaves, and that's not what it is, you know, the behavior of one person cannot spoil every community.
Exactly. That's especially this happens when you are in a foreign land. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing something bad, it's definitely going to affect the whole community. And to me, especially when I come here, meeting people, and I feel like I'm representing my my culture. If I left a good impression, they're going to think, I'm sure they're going to believe that this is not how Punjabis or this is not how Muslims are in Asia. Like, you know, the media is spreading bad words about religions, extremism. And when people think that he's a Muslim, he must be a terrorist, you know? So if we can make friends and show them the positive side of our culture, our religion, it will definitely leave a good mark.
Go away. That's true. And we will play a song here, and then we will come back.
And it's a Tamil song from my country, and it's really meant a good thing for us. It was happened, I think, the 3 to 4 years before. We made a Tamil anthem all together to embrace the language and also language learning for Tamil, because that's very important for everyone.
I think we are learning Tamil here. We are all Tamils.
I word, a new word, wanna come.
Wanakam, everyone just listened to that, you have listened to that Tamil song. That was, I think that it was directed by A.R. Rahman itself. And, you know, he's the greatest musician. And, you know, with...
What is he saying?
So he does say, I can translate in a bit.
Okay.
Right? So I will tell you in a short word. All the words that came from that songs were mostly taken out of Thirukkural, which is 1,330 words of, you know, it's kind of a, you know, Thiruvalluvar who just have written a book for people to follow in life. He said that these
amazing.
Are the words, things that you had to follow in your culture.
Right. So you have to memorize all those.
Yeah, it's kind of logical because it's not easy to memorize all of them, right? So, but I can give you a one word. It said, "Aram seva devirumbi in aruvadisinam," right? So which is also you know, from old age poets, you know, who have, you know, said that it's better to help people and, you know, embrace that helplessness, you know, the kindness and everything. You should embrace it, and which is the biggest thing in the world is helping someone who is in need.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a biggest thing. It's also a smile that you can give it to them.
Yeah,
right? Just give a smile.
It's something that pays back. You know.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, if you have just joined us, you are listening to Reserve Radio. We are live now. The house is full. And we have been talking about culture, identity,
and
heritage. And we have exhausted enough on culture. I think we let's try to see what the identity is all about. You know, each of us, I think, can have a different definition of identity.
Yeah, right? I think to be honest, identity came into consciousness, right? Because me and my friend, one time we had a conversation of how you identify yourself.
Yeah.
What is meaning of who you are?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I was like finding, all right, other than my name, who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
And then you go to discovery, you know?
Who am I?
Yeah, who am I?
If you talk about who you are, you don't have words because it has a very deep meaning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you just can't say that. If you say that, like, I'm Asif, and it doesn't describe you, but when you say that, who am I, you just, you know, just drown in the words that you can't climb back up there to tell who am I.
You know, we have one tribe in South Sudan. When they greet each other, you know, they have to start with their cows, their chickens, their uncles. You know, you wait for 25 minutes greeting. You know,
I think that in my country we identify ourselves by ancestors, so that's why our names are longer, right? My name is Vadivelipilli Thangaraja Karamathambi Rajaratnam Jobidan.
We have long names too.
Yeah,
right.
When I come to New Zealand, they have to move 3 of my names out of my passport.
Why? They cannot fit.
No. They say you can only have 3 names.
That's happened to me at university when you write for Scantrum for.
Right? In Sudan, it's very common. You have to have 4 names.
Yeah,
all of them should be on your ID.
Yeah, and it's a good way. Why? Because, you know, in my country, in my village, it's really harder to identify, you know, who's your parents are and who's your heritage is. So when you say your full name, they say, all right, I can trace back your ancestors.
Yeah, you are the son of so and so.
You know? So they know, all right, this guy is son of that and son of that.
My parents make me memorize, like, 3 of my five of my grandparents' names. So like when someone asks me what's your name, so I have to say all of them.
No, in my culture, you have to count them until 15.
Well,
from your grandfather, 15 down the line.
Oh,
you have to know them.
Yeah, I think it is very important to, especially, you know, like when you grow up and you want to see your heritage, and especially in modern culture, people are starting to forget. They don't even these days know their grandparents' name, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So heritage is all about love, how close you are to your culture, not only to your culture, especially how close you are to your family in order to describe the heritage.
Yeah, and now we come to what threatened the identity. So you talk about racism.
So
it's part of it.
Yeah, it's because the recent event that has happened, you know, I think the last night we had a protest to against racism in New Zealand because of those two white nationalists. Their names are Stephen Minor-Lugs and Lauren Southern, who was speaking in you know, in places around the world, and they were spoken in Canada against people who are indigenous to their country, right? They also spoken about Aboriginal community in a bad way, right? And created a hate speech. Right, you know that by itself, by legal means, hate speech is not allowed anywhere in the world.
Yeah, it does not.
But after Donald Trump and after all the American drama of politics, and you know the rise of
xenophobia,
rise of the all racism, it just up on the peak, right? So this is where New Zealand became unique because we stood out for it, right? We just said, all right, no to no to any hate speech against your identity. You can be anyone. You can be an Asian Muslim, or you can be, you know, a Maori. You can be a Pacific Islander. You can be a Sudanese. You can be, you know, Punjabi. You can be a Tamil, and you can be anyone, even a Somali. Anyone.
And that's the beauty. And that's the beauty of this country, you know, because this country says whatever you have it. You know, you want to have, you know, you want to have a religion. Want to change your religion? You don't have a religion. You don't want to have a religion. That's up to you.
Change your name.
You want to change your name? That's totally up to you.
Yeah.
Your beliefs, nobody can question that. You know, it's between you and what you believe in. You know,
that's right.
Yeah. Be whoever you are, as long as you don't hurt the other person. That's fine.
You know, that's what you know. I even felt myself because I see that happening in New Zealand. It's so unique that a smaller country that even not been in the world map. To be honest, right? We are even been searching us in the world map, and but we made
headline. We have people who mistake New Zealand with Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Especially, you know, when I was
a lot of people are calling me from US. Hey, how is Europe? I say, I'm not in Europe, man.
When I was in Europe,
no, you are in Netherlands. I say, no, New Zealand.
When I was in Europe, they thought New Zealand was South America.
Yeah, I was reading the article the other day, and there was people who believe in flat earth, and they say Australia and New Zealand is not on the map. These are South Americans, and those people who are living in New Zealand and Australia, they've been paid by government to say that they're New Zealand.
I think we have to lead a campaign that says, you know, New Zealand is the only country that welcomes multicultural.
Yeah, and it's if someone asks you what is New Zealand or who is New Zealand, just tell them one thing. Go and Google who had the first woman to vote.
Yeah.
This is one of the countries who had the first woman to vote, right? And it's one of the countries who had first prime minister. As a woman.
Yeah.
And the one of the countries who accept same-sex marriages.
Yeah.
Right? And so one of the countries embrace diversity.
And it's the first country that have, women rights?
Yeah.
And allowed women to vote,
to
have the voting rights.
Yeah, and this is one of the countries also have rights for indigenous people.
Yeah.
Right? To be honest, that we even see Aboriginal community still
and it's the only country that respects the rights of minority.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? That's really important.
Yeah. Because in some countries, especially where we come from, a minority is like a curse, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't even listen to your voice. They overrule you. They, you know. All sorts of evil things.
These certain countries, like, they just focus on the majority of the group.
Yeah.
Especially the politicians, they don't care about minorities. They just need your vote.
Yeah. If you want to go to politics and you come from minority group,
it's very hard.
You have to be played into the shadow. You don't come to the spotlight, which is bad. You know, here in New Zealand, whatever you have, you get it.
That's
you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
and
it is what
you know,
it is.
That's something that we always have to be proud of, right? We are living in a country, we have 213 ethnic groups. We are living in a country which is so much multicultural. We are living in a country who understand perspectives and understanding. We still need to improve, to be honest, but we still moving forward compared to any other countries around the world, right? We are something ahead, right? And we still improving it, but we will get there in one day. Right, that's what I hope for, you know, to
slowly but surely.
Yeah, you know, that's what you know. I'm proud of. I am proud of myself to say who I am here as a Tamilian, just because I know how welcome the country is.
Okay, I got one question for you. When you have, how do I phrase it? Next time when you have kids, will you teach them in Tamil?
Yeah, I would. I would 100% teach them in Tamil.
Because I know some families, they come from one ethnic community and they talk to their kids in English.
Yeah.
And amazingly, the kids would be like, oh, that's not the right English. And why would you punish yourself talking in a language that the kids would not even understand?
It does happen to me as well, because I met, you know, people who are from Tamil, but they're born here. Mm-hmm. And they happen to not being able to speak Tamil. They just speak, you know, English. And I asked them that, all right, so where are you from? And they said, I'm born here, but my parents are from Sri Lanka and they do speak Tamil. And I said, why you can't speak Tamil? Because they don't want it to. Because their parents don't want them to learn Tamil. They just want them to learn English, right? And I questioned it why it is, because then I found out in Ministry of Education that Ministry of Education has enforced to learn English compared to teaching them Tamil. Because it became a, you know, biculturalism, or, you know, even a bilinguistic, right, style is not adapted very well before 2009, right? Because this is a huge battle that has happened within the, you know, institution to teach two language. Biculturalism or bilinguistic is much more better, right? Why? Because it's also enhanced brain. I'm doing neuroscience. I'm telling you, if you do know two language, that means you are the smartest person in the world. Right, you are the smartest person in the world.
Yeah.
Right, because bilingualism is giving you different understanding to one subject. Having language means having different perspective, different understanding.
Hmm.
Cultures are good. Why? Because it gives you very broad brain. Right, and I learned that in TED Talks. Right, there was one TED Talk on an Amazon tribe. Those people, they don't have numbers. They only had numbers from 1 to 5. Right, so yeah. So,
I know one tribe in South Sudan. It has, you know, the colors, the red and blue and white and all of that. They have only 3.
Huh?
They have only 3.
What, yeah, but the rest of the colors.
It's a good thing as well, right? Why? Because they were very good calculators. And they found out that why they are very good calculators, because they limited the numbers. They only have 5 numbers, but they can't calculate more than that. So they created a good calculatory system. And they thought out all their tribes over the years. Right? Which is so good, because that was useful for them to count.
Yeah. That's crazy. All right, we will come back and we play to you Eddie Kenzo from Uganda. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's a music. It's talking about culture and heritage.
I'm sorry, Maria. Maria Rosa. I'm sorry, Maria Rosa. I'm sorry. Sembi Mama Maria Zewagana Nayagala Nkoren Dispuri Nyechi Fumuka Tiamo Maria Chete Maria. Sorry my dear Chete Maria. Maria Rosa Yekuka Nosa. I'm sorry Maria. Sorry Maria Rosa. I'm sorry Maria Rosa Yekuka Nosa. I'm sorry. Maria, Maria Rosa, Maria Rosa, you can know, I'm sorry, Maria, sorry,
Yeah, welcome back. Anyone who can translate what Eddie Kenzo was saying? No. That's but he's talking about culture. It's a nice music. You got good new music, man.
Yeah, that's a good thing about, you know, that's different cultures, different music, you know, different. I'm bored about, you know, just listening to one music all the time. I would love to, you know, listen to very different cultures and understanding them, watching them.
That's what I always do. Yeah. You know, I always listen to Afghani music.
Yeah.
I don't care about what it says, you know, as long as the tune is good.
Tune is good.
Like Arab music, African, Indian.
And now the hip hop is like everywhere.
Everywhere.
so good. And the last one, we've got about 5 minutes, I think, or 4 minutes. Heritage.
Yeah, so heritage is, you know, that's
it's not a museum, eh?
Yeah.
Heritage, I think, is a very important part of a culture.
Yeah.
Because when you grow up, you know who you are. You know, like we were talking about, telling about who you are. Like for me, I'm a Punjabi, but as part of heritage, I'm a Rajput Bhatti. It actually means that I'm son of a king. And we believe that we have a lot of good things, but as we say that we are very brave, and when we promise something, we will never break that promise. So there's.
So you are very honest people. That's good.
That is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too.
And you know, that's what important about heritage itself is finding your family back, you know, finding who you are on your way to your identity. And when you find yourself, and you will find at the end, this is what yourself is, your heritage, right?
That's why these three guys, you cannot separate them. The culture, the identity, and the heritage.
Exactly.
Because they go together.
They go together.
One thing is out, it will affect the rest.
That's right.
You know, and to me, I think heritage is something that you get from your ancestors, you know, that came along. Like what you say before, you know, you have to count the grandfather, great-grandfather, all the way down to the line.
And also they become a very good role model for you. Like parents are telling stories of your ancestors, they're very brave. And then you have a spirit, like you say that, oh my God, one day I'm going to become like them or try to follow their footsteps.
or you will be saying, you know, this land is blessed. There's no land in this world that is equivalent to this land. This is our heritage. We have to keep it. Society can live by that. You know, you can hold on to that.
That's what I always, you know, liked about finding myself. Why? Because, you know, as you know, he told us that it is really important for yourself to, you know, acknowledge your ancestors and, you know, what they have done. And it's also a point for yourself, because your grandchildren gonna think of what you have done. Right now. So just think about yourself right now, right? So it's your heritage in your future.
And like I recall, I think last month we have an exhibition in Auckland Library, and where different culture and different tribes, especially the ARCC, thrives on about communities, about their culture. And when I go there, and I feel like I'm meeting whole new different persons over there, like bringing all the communities together, portraying their culture. It's just amazing.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for, you know, a Poland community to join ARCC, because, you know, they are the first refugees who come to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right? If we can find them, that will be, you know, the greatest success we ever have. Right? Why? That's because that's the first community from refugee community.
We will have European refugees soon.
Yeah.
Hope so. Okay, guys, that has brought us to the end of our program today. Beautiful culture, heritage, and identity. This is part of life. We should be talking about it every day. You know, we are the culture, we are the identity of ourselves, you know, our own community, and we keep the heritage.
And if you came across any racial abuses or racial intolerances, just make sure you just talk to someone, get help, and also able to go to online and find Human Rights Commission and report it and complain it, or take a video at the spot.
Yep.
Right? It's important to stand for your rights and for someone else. If something happened in front of your eyes, just do something about
and
it.
And if you keep quiet, make sure you are hurting the society. Don't keep quiet about
it. And especially when we are saying abusive thing happen, and it's just gonna come back to you.
Yeah,
to haunt you especially. Yeah, yeah. And if you think, if we close our eyes and we see that, okay, that's not my problem. But one day it will become your problem. Yeah. I can promise that.
Yeah, don't be a bystander. That's
don't be a bystander. Speak up all the time. This country has given everyone a right to speak up. So we'll be back again next Saturday. Bye bye, and we are leaving you with the music all the way from Pakistan.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
ओ बंगा चढ़ा लो कुड़ियों